Welcome to Collins Italian with Paul Noble. Content copyright Paul Noble 2011.
Over the years, I've taught many, many people. And curiously, they've each had much the same story to tell regarding their experiences of learning a language. As a result, these days, when I first start teaching a lesson, I ask my students to raise their hands if they've had any of the following experiences. Raise your hand, I say, if you studied a language for several years at school, but came out unable to really say anything. Or if you've ever bought a language course and given up around page 30, somewhere around chapter 2. Or if you've ever felt more confused by a teacher's explanation of the language than by the language itself. Or if you've ever been amazed by just how closely grammar books resemble furniture assembly instructions. Finally, I say, raise your hand if you've ever felt that you may in fact be more or less incapable of learning a foreign language. Invariably, all the students soon have at least one hand in the air, and they laugh. They laugh because for some reason, our language learning experiences tend to be very similar, and sadly, those experiences tend not to be very good ones. My own initial experiences of learning a language were also uncannily similar to those described above. In fact, when I ask my students these questions, my own hand is the first to go up, and it stays up until we've gone through all of them. However, these less than positive experiences have had an upside, both for myself and for those individuals I've taught.